Next verse. If I conduct this enemy, if I conduct thus, this enemy will be vanquished. If I conduct thus, the false conceptions will be vanquished. And I'll meditate on the non-conceptual wisdom of no self. So why would I not attain the cause and fruits of the form body? Okay? So when it says, if I conduct thus, this enemy will be vanquished, it means that by practicing the method side of the path, in other words, all of the meditations leading to renunciation or the determination to be free, all of the meditations leading to the development of bodhicitta, all the meditations, all the far-reaching attitudes that fall on the method side of the path, like generosity, ethical discipline, patience, okay? If we conduct thus, then we will practice the method side of the path, and we will, you know, counteract the self-centeredness. That's the first line. Then, if I conduct thus, the false conceptions will be vanquished. That's talking about, you know, developing the wisdom side of the path. Okay? So, practicing wisdom with full concentration, you know, and through that, then we will be able to eliminate the self-grasping ignorance. Okay? So, the method side counteracts the self-centeredness. The wisdom side of the path counteracts the self-grasping ignorance. Okay? And so by meditating on the non-conceptual wisdom of no self, so why would I not attain the causes and fruits of the form body? Okay? So the form body is the rupakaya. The dharmakaya is the truth body. What we're setting up here is these different parallels on the path, okay? So we have self-centeredness over here as our enemy, self-grasping ignorance over here as our enemy. What do we do to eliminate self-grasping? We practice the method side of the path, you know, conventional bodhicitta and everything that falls in that arena. To counteract the self-grasping ignorance, what do we practice? The wisdom side of the path, you know, or the meditations on the side of ultimate bodhicitta. As we practice method, we perfect the accumulation, or we complete the accumulation of positive potential. By practicing the wisdom side of the path, we complete the accumulation of wisdom. Okay? Through the accumulation of positive potential, we gain the rupakaya, or form body of the Buddha, which is the body that manifests in all these different forms that are perceivable. Through accomplishing the accumulation of wisdom, we attain the dharmakaya, the mind of the Buddha. Okay? So you see how all these parallels, you know, on the basis in terms of, well, you know, on this side you have conventional truth, on this side you have ultimate truth. In terms of the enemy, there's one and one. In terms of the method and wisdom, in terms of the two accumulations, in terms of the two results. So you have basis, path, and result there, you know, and how there's these parallels, you know, for both sides. And so they often talk about, to attain enlightenment, just like a bird needs two wings to fly, we need two wings to, you know, go to enlightenment. Yeah. Okay? So this is very helpful, actually, to understand. It might sound like a lot of terminology at first, but if you get it, it's really helpful for understanding where you're going on the path. You know, what you're starting out with, what your chief practice, you know, what the practice is, and what result you attain out of that. So very helpful for us. Yeah, because I think it's really helpful, you know, as we're practicing, to have a general view of, you know, what the path is and where we're going. You know, have a general view. This is what the Four Noble Truths are about, a general view about the causes and results of cyclic existence. So then you know where you are right now. And then a general view about the causes and results on the purified aspect of the path, you know, true path and true cessation, you know, what leads to nirvana. And so we have, you know, we understand that. So then if we have that general framework, then we can fit all these various practices we're doing into that, so we kind of know where we are and what we're doing. Yeah? Because Buddhism is not just a meditation technique. Yeah, it's done within the context of a certain worldview. It was very interesting when I was at a Catholic Buddhist nuns conference. When was it? Last year. And some of the Catholic nuns were asking us about Buddhist meditation, and some of them had been doing Zen meditation. And the question came up, if you practice Buddhist meditation within a Catholic framework, what kind of results are you going to get? You know? And is it just the thing of copying a meditation technique? If you copy it within the worldview of Catholicism, are you going to get a Buddhist result? Are you going to get a Catholic result? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Now, some of the meditations, let's say meditating on patience, it doesn't matter whether you're a Buddhist or a Catholic or a non-believer, if you meditate on patience, it's going to help you in terms of, you know, getting less angry. But in terms of, you know, what you're dedicating for and what kind of positive potential you're creating, or if you're doing, you know, some kind of like Zen meditation, are you really doing Zen meditation if you don't understand anything about emptiness? Can you do Zen meditation really in a Catholic context? What really is Zen meditation? Does it change if it's done, if you're a Catholic? Is it different than if a Buddhist is doing it? Okay, so it's an interesting question to explore. But, you know, the way I've been trained is, you know, Dharma is not just a meditation technique. I mean, like lots of people, they may come to mindfulness meditation. I mean, John, for example, John Kabat-Zinn does this whole workshop, you know, for people with chronic pain, teaching a mindfulness meditation. It's a Buddhist meditation. If you do that meditation without a Buddhist framework, are you going to get to nirvana through it? Or are you going to get to pain reduction in terms of, you know, bodily pain reduction? Okay, is Buddhism just a meditation technique? You come to any course, you know, and you do some Vipassana meditation or loving kindness meditation or patience meditation, you know, without understanding the Four Noble Truths in that framework, are you going to get to nirvana? Okay, this is something to think about, okay? You know, so Buddhist techniques are very, very helpful to many people in society. There's no doubt about that. But are they leading to the same results when they're practiced in a secular way than when they're practiced in terms of having this awareness of basis, path, and result?